8 o'clock.
Rain, right?
It's going to be raining.
Welcome to another episode of The People's
oh,
Mic.
Yeah.
I am Jimmy Peoples. You each got versions of hair that fit your personality.
Yeah.
You press it again. This is what we're doing today. I think people
maybe
are texting
shoes.
Me. Yeah, try again.
You maybe put it on airplane mode and then it won't get affected.
Airplane mode? Is that? But it needs the Wi-Fi.
Oh, never mind.
Right?
I thought you were just recording.
No, I need it. When people send me notifications, then it drops.
It's live.
Send me messages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going out live.
What are we
going
to do? Give me a
You should just shut it off. Audio only.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming to our podcast.
Oh, what's up? Hey.
Oh, what's up, man?
You guys look like a family. Electrocuted. Finally. Finally, I got the most of it together.
Well,
hair.
Thank you. Nothing but flat iron.
It was the whack. Let's try this again. And I'm the bald one. Am I the bald dad?
You're the estranged black
dad.
These are my dream kids. Like, this is what... Just one white kid, one daughter, one ambiguous...
I think Sagra and Jimmy got married and they adopted us.
Oh,
that's what I think. Yeah, yeah.
I can get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all adopted?
Yeah. That
would be fun. All my kids are going to be adopted. Just either adopted or just... One from each continent. That's the goal.
My girl can't have kids, I don't think.
Yeah.
Or me.
Yeah.
One or the other. I don't know which one it is. But I've been coming inside of her every day for years.
Oh my
Same
God.
Me.
Nothing.
Me neither. Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. It was me and my ex. And we were like, yeah, one of us is not. But she had a kid. So it was like, fuck.
That's so
steep. Fuck.
Wait.
A beautiful kid.
On
too.
Purpose, you've been trying to have a baby?
Not certainly
Please
not
don't.
Trying
no.
to have a baby,
no.
but
how old are you?
How old am I now?
Yeah,
22.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I'm not trying to have a kid, but
you
feel
like a treasure troll that gets bullied.
I never got bullied in school. Is that weird? I feel like I should have definitely gotten the shit kicked out of me a lot, especially the way that I speak. But
I just see you hanging on one of those hooks by your underwear.
Yes. But I'm not trying to have a kid. I would love to have a kid. I've always wanted a baby. That's like my life's goal. But but I don't. Coming inside of somebody just happens sometimes. I'm sure people,
Absolutely.
I'm sure you've come inside of plenty of people on accident, you know?
It's a baby fever, you know?
It's
yeah.
a baby fever.
And then once you realize, like, oh, nobody's getting pregnant, it's like, why not do it all the time, you know what I mean?
Just throw it in there. Just
yeah.
Fucking...
How old is your girlfriend?
23.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever been pregnant?
No.
No? Okay. Okay.
I think you have to have sex to get pregnant.
Oh, shut up. You bang. You bang.
Yeah, there can't be two female virgins that are over the age of 21 that are on the show all the time.
Really?
Esther, what's her name?
Esther Chin.
I love that Matt
Esther's full of shit.
Right? She's full of shit, right?
Yeah, she's full of shit.
She's full of shit.
Esther's
I'm
full
not
of
a
shit.
Virgin. I didn't say I was a virgin.
Well, this other girl says that she's a virgin. And
Which
that's
Esther
and
who
Esther.
Know.
Esther, that's
Who's
it.
The other one?
Well, I was just, if she said
oh,
that she
no.
was a virgin,
oh,
I'd be like, you got two liars coming
she's
on here.
This poor guy coming in to support me.
Yeah, he's not a fucking...
He's like, have you heard her say?
She hangs and bangs.
Jokes for sex jokes. I was like, kind of like your gay jokes. I thought you were gay for a minute because you said you were.
I'm definitely not straight, but
I like that about you.
No white guys
not
are
gay.
No, all white guys are.
You know what I've heard
kind of
though?
Something.
I've heard the Spanish Latina persuasion or Latino persuasion is more bisexual than like white. Like I worked with a lot of guys
more
from like,
than
Central
white,
America,
no.
and
wow.
literally these guys are like everyone from where I'm from is gay. You get a couple of drinks in them, and they'll fuck a guy without. They don't care. They're
right.
just like I want to bang, you know. And everyone's sexy there too. They're all dancing and stuff.
I don't know.
Not for me, but that's cool. That's cool.
But they don't say it as much as white guys do. White guys are like, yeah, I'll suck your dick. I mean, guy, hey, what's your name? Like, can I see your dick? I was like, what? What? It's like
Where
zero.
That interaction?
All the time. It's like zero to, hey, can I see it?
I don't want to see anybody's dick, certainly, unless I really want to see it.
These guys, too much. Too much. Fuck. What's going on with you, Sadra?
Not that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm an adult.
I wouldn't say that
either. Do you ever toss your hair when you come into a doctor's, into a, when you first come into the doctor's office?
Yeah.
It's not the office. You're not office, right?
I have an office.
And,
What kind of doctor are you?
You know when you first meet the doctor? Yeah. And you have to give the report and be like, so this is what's wrong with you. Do you ever like just do the
maybe,
air flip?
Maybe on accident. I don't walk in like
you say, well, I feel like that should be your
that's
thing.
How I deliver bad news.
With a red nose.
Although it's funny because I remember this couple came in after I had done a procedure on the one, and then her partner was there to pick her up. And I know it's
real
weird.
It's so weird.
I'm so intimidated right now. I feel like I want to tell you all the things that are happening.
I get that all the time. That's fine.
I'll show you.
He's like, everybody wants to show them their asshole. Just come up and. Like, what is this? I'll let you finish.
Yeah.
I did have two girls come up. She was like, yeah, she had anal sex. And she was like, her asshole hurt. And she had her friend look at it.
Is
another
that the
comic.
Kind of doctor you are? Yeah. He can help. Send him to
her. She was like, it feels weird still. She was like,
does your asshole hurt after anal sex? Come see Dr. Sam.
That would be a good info. But it's just funny because like when people see me for the first time, a lot of times they'll be thrown off and my ID will show up.
Oh, I thought you had like, that's
oh, funny, that's beautiful.
Man. Yeah. That's
oh, that is
sick.
A different person. Yeah.
No, you know what though? I've thought about this every time I see you.
I thought you had assholes on your phone. I was like, yeah, this is the asshole I'm working on that. Just flip through.
Doesn't he look professional?
But that's the thing. It's like, I can picture you, the face that you have now in a tie and a white coat. You look like a doctor. You look like a 1970s
regular doctor. That picture, that's a doctor.
Yeah, but like as you stand right now, I know that
that's
is.
Not a doctor.
That's struggling open mic.
That's a Mad Magazine doctor.
That's a creep that hangs out at a bar.
What inspired the mustache? Let's go there.
I always wanted to try it like a couple years back, but I was just too much of a pussy to really go for it. Because my facial hair, like when I have grown a beard before, but it never like, it's not like one of those nice ones.
Yeah.
It's like a eh. And then I remember seeing a Freddie Mercury thing. I was like, holy shit, that's so badass. I want to try it. And I just never did. And then I just had a breakdown around the day before my last ever board exams to be certified for like my last, I've been taking tests my whole life and I finally took my last one the night before. I just broke down and said, fuck it. Shaved everything but the mustache and I've had it.
Just kept it.
Wow. It looks great. It really,
especially cause it's grown in now. I can show you earlier photos. It's like a little weirder, but it's like fully grown in now.
You're one of the guys that can really, cause the mustache is like, you know, Stephen Wolf.
Yes.
Yeah. He tried the mustache for a second, and it's just like the worst thing ever. Yeah. But you really pull it off. You like
creepy
You have to have a mustache.
I'm glad I hear that now, because a lot of people will say that, especially people that knew me before the mustache, and be like, ew, but you know what? Actually,
you nail it.
Kind of works for you. Now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yes.
But let me ask you this. I've always wondered this. Are you afraid of like this getting out? Yeah.
I was afraid.
World?
I mean, yeah. I've been on social media now as far as like Instagram, YouTube. I have a YouTube channel too. So I was really freaked out when I first started.
Yeah.
Especially when I was, because I just finished training in June and I started like being a big boy doctor in July. So, yeah. So I was afraid at that point of like, if the administration finds out, because I'm under contract, I don't want to like, I've gone this fucking decade now trying to finish this thing. Like right at the last step, I don't want to mess up. So I was kind of in my own head about it, but then I realized like no one's watching. So it's
why would that be bad? Like, are you not allowed to have a social media?
No, I mean, there's no rules about it. And this is all a very new thing for like social media and doctors and all that.
But
like,
doctors should be on social media.
They should.
Right?
So I'm hoping I can be like at the forefront of it. I mean, there's plenty on there, but they're kind of dry. And
they're not comedians.
When did you start doing comedy?
Like a couple months ago.
Wow.
Is your YouTube channel like medical or is it
a little medical? Yeah. Mostly shoes, fashion.
Oh,
wow.
Some skits, just me goofing
out.
I post all my sets on there actually, which I know a lot of people are like, don't do that, stupid. I'm going against the grain. I'm going to say I'm going to post each one because in my own head, as I assume we all think, will be a big deal comedian someday, and I think it would be cool to like inspire others to see others. Where you came from and like the whole process. And I'll see that with my subscribers. They'll be like, oh shit, I'm seeing progress. And they'll be like following along. Which
do
is kind
you
of cool.
feel like it forces you to write more?
Because
you don't want to keep doing the same jokes.
That's the thing. I try to do a little bit different set every time, especially because I come here every day. So
you come here every day? I've never met you. I come here all the time.
Depending on where I am.
A couple days. You've been slagging.
Yeah.
Slacking.
He was in Iowa for a while.
Yeah,
and I go back and forth from I work in Iowa and I live in New York. It's a whole thing.
What the? Who is this?
Yeah, that's why I keep around. I was like, right there.
Yeah.
Oh man, lower, lower, lower. Oh,
but Jimmy, you notice. I mean, I'm here every day, but I do a little bit different thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Plus, everyone's leaving all the time, so I'm never having the same crowd all the time.
Yeah.
So
they leave and come back. I mean, that's the best part.
See, I'm the exact opposite, though, of your rationale of like, I want people to see me progress and see each step. I don't want anybody to see me until I'm the funniest that's that I can possibly be. You know, that's why I don't have the social media. I don't have.
I tape every set, but I put them on private. I put them on private, and then I put my set list. I put it on YouTube. It's on YouTube, but it's private.
If there's
one, nobody can see it unless there's one that's a good
one
that I like. Then I'll put that public.
But then why are you putting it there?
But then eventually, like 10-20 years down the line, I'll just throw them all up, and it'll be a couple thousand things, and be like, you'll be there all day.
Should I upload my sets to YouTube?
No,
right?
Yes, you can upload it to YouTube, but put it on private, just so you can go and see it. You know?
Okay, that's a good idea.
You can always public it later.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I was actually thinking about that too, because I was thinking, just like you, it's like, okay, well, how everyone else does it, you have a special, and then you do new jokes. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, okay, well, if I keep putting out each set every time, then that kind of ruins it. But then I was thinking, if I get to a point where this is not going to happen anytime soon, but if that were to happen, I was thinking, all right, when I get to that stage, I'll start doing the private thing and then release them all after the specials out, so people can still go back and like watch the progress.
I would say put your best one from the week up and then put the rest, like tape everything and then put the rest private.
I mean, I'm way behind right now, so like there's a bunch of that.
Fuck it.
Want to be a comedian more than you want to be a doctor?
No. And the reason for that, and that's the other thing I've noticed with this whole social media thing, which is kind of a good thing you don't have it, is like you can get so lost in that shit.
Yeah.
Because like I'm at 10,000 subscribers now.
10,000 subscribers on YouTube?
Fucking shit. How long have you been doing it?
I just started like less than 2 years ago.
Oh, my beast.
What?
Fuck. I'm going home.
How many followers on Instagram are you not doing?
Like 2,700-ish.
You know, it really doesn't hurt to be attractive, have a great job, and
rich as fuck,
and be rich.
Rich as fuck.
I think that's really what the key is.
But it's so funny having people tell me now that I'm attractive, because like I've never heard that shit until I started doing stand-up. Like this,
really?
Yeah. Other than like,
because now I can see
50, maybe 60, 70-year-old women and patients, but like,
that's creepy. Yeah, you're not into that, right?
Yeah,
right. You don't know. That might have been.
I will say there was.
Well, they are kind of hot.
I know there was this one lady. I said this last time I was on the show. She cut my hair, and she was like 75 years old.
Yeah.
And she was literally the most gorgeous woman I've seen.
Oh,
before.
Yeah.
She's like 75.
Yeah, she takes care of herself.
Tight dress, wearing like 6-inch heels, cutting hair. Boom. She's like Cuban. Yeah, big tits. Yeah. I was like, wow, you're
that's
incredible.
About right. Close over here.
No, this was in my hometown.
Oh, this one over on West 4th Street. I passed by every time. I was like, I wish I had some hair to cut. She's the only one in there. She's like, oh, babe, rubbing faces and shit. I was like, what the fuck?
She's like a mom, too. So she's like hugging me and telling me. I was like, oh, I feel like a little kid. Like,
yeah, these barbers around here, they're on a different level. They're on a...
Yeah, maybe I'll go there for my next haircut.
Yeah, What's going on? What's going on with you? What is that face for?
Open up.
What's going on?
Stop me from venting.
I've been gearing up the past 2 weeks to give a speech on Saturday night, not comedy related, like a motivational talk. Mm-hmm. It's like a panel of 6 women sharing like a personal experience that they went through. And I'm going to be talking about losing my hair twice.
Oh, shit.
I had alopecia. You know what that is, I'm sure.
My girlfriend has alopecia.
People with alopecia.
Yeah, and it just like comes and goes. And so I'm talking about my experience there and like letting go of what other people think of me and letting go of. So
you lost all of your hair?
Yeah, but not all of my body, just my head.
Just your head.
Yeah.
The whole wig route.
I did the wig for about a week, and then
you
I was
just go bald. You got a nice little round head.
I shaved it. I had no hair. It was hot for a second, but then I felt so ugly.
Fuck that.
You look great right now. Your hair.
Thank
is
you.
Fantastic.
This is my ideal haircut, but it started falling out the second time when I had this haircut. Mm-hmm. So it was just like every time you take a shower, it was just like falling. It was so traumatic. So I had to shave it.
Is that stress related or?
I don't know. He's the doctor. We should ask him.
I'm not a alopecia expert. There's different types of alopecia.
Right. Yeah,
so it was
alopecia areata. And that just means it's not universal, which means all of your hair, which would have been awesome for certain. No. I do believe that it's like connected to trauma, childhood trauma.
Because my girl, she's got alopecia, but she when she gets really stressed out, she'll lose like patches of hair, so she'll have like a bald spot. But they're like tiny, they're like dime size.
Yeah, mine started like a dime size behind my ear, and then it just got bigger and like more spots and more thinning, and so it was intense.
Oh,
man.
That's so crazy.
Oh, that's why I only date women. Spots.
No, no. That's why what?
I only date women with round heads, just in case they eventually go bald. I try to plan for it.
So I've been preparing.
No square head.
I can eat chucks.
Huh?
He feels,
you gotta rub your head. You're like, hey, let me massage the head.
I'll show you guys.
You feel like holes in the back of the head.
So this thing is like.
Those square heads.
I'm speaking, and it's a competition, which kind of adds an element that I wish wasn't there, because I just want to be able to speak.
I thought you were throwing some jokes.
I mean, I will. I hope. You guys are not going to believe it. Look at this.
That's sexy.
That's cute. My fucking head.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got a perfect round, that little divot at the top.
Yeah,
that's cute. Yeah,
and then this is my first time telling jokes on stage without hair.
That's kind of a badass look.
You look like Chuck Liddell.
I don't know who that is, but people thought I had cancer.
What? You just took it off.
It was intense. Oh my God, this was like literally this time last year.
Wow, it's only been a year?
Uh-huh.
Man.
January 4th.
You have great hair for a year.
Thank you.
Because I know like my girl's spots, like they took so long to like even come back a little bit.
It took a long time for it to grow back. And then I kept shaving it because I wanted to see like if it was really all coming. Mm-hmm. So now you guys are making me nervous about something.
No, you're
fine.
Yeah, don't lose your hair.
I don't want to lose my hair because I'm so stressed about speaking.
That'd be a great opener.
Have fucking fun. I went to the movies yesterday.
What'd you see?
What did I go see? Miss Bala?
What's that?
What's Baja, California? Baja.
It's right?
Baja, yeah.
Miss Baja. Baja, Mexico.
Yeah.
Right. Miss Baja. It's about the Mexican girl who goes to a pageant with a friend, and they get caught in like a gang, Mexican gang crossfire, and
heard about
one
this.
Of the friends get abducted. It's a Gina Rodriguez movie. It's like they're trying to pump her career up, but it was like they wanted to do like a Narcos, but for the teens. So it was like a novella, but nobody got shot in the face, but you saw the guns go off, and it was like music. I was like, this is corny as fuck. These brothers be dead. And
is it based on a true story or something?
Nah, they could do like a spinoff. And then who's Hawkeye from?
Jason.
Not Don Cheadle. The other black guy. The other black guy.
Oh,
Hawkeye. The two black superheroes.
Michael B. Jordan.
No. That's Black Panther.
Yeah, sorry.
The who's?
Did you know Michael B. Jordan's middle name is basketball?
Sorry. Shut the fuck up.
That's not my joke. That's one of my friend's joke.
Not Don Cheadle. Who is Captain America's sidekick? The black guy.
You got me.
He was in, she got, fuck. She hate me. The black guy.
I thought you were talking about, what's his name? Jeremy Renner.
No, black guy.
Isn't that Hawkeye?
Not Terrence Howard. All the psychic black guys. Oh, name your psychic. Idris Elba. He's Thor's psychic black guy. Every superhero has a sidekick black guy.
I have to stop watching those movies.
And Black Panther has sidekick black women.
What up?
Fuck.
You definitely don't have to start watching these movies. They're not worth the time.
Matt.
What up?
Look up the black guy in Miss Bala.
Miss Bala?
Miss Baja.
There's a black guy in that
movie? Yeah, it's a black guy in it. Miss Bala. Miss
Bala. You know what else he's in?
Did you just go and look at my phone?
I was going to see how much charge you had.
He's my charger.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
He was
6%.
What the fuck are you doing?
What else was he in?
I love that you felt comfortable enough to do that.
I didn't know what
was going on.
Yeah,
he was. I believe he was Iron Man's black sidekick.
Terrence Howard?
No,
that's right.
There was three of them after
Anthony,
Don Cheadle.
Anthony Mackie.
There it is.
Iron Man sidekick.
Who's sidekick?
He's Captain America.
Captain America's black sidekick.
Oh,
they all got black.
All white people.
They all got. Yeah, Aaron Mackie?
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah. Everybody
here's
playing
the Sixers, though.
Anthony Mackie.
Sure,
shut the
I'm
fuck
sure that's
up.
That's exactly who
it
was.
But during it, there were previews for this new trend of movie that's coming out. Prodigy.
Ugh.
You know what I'm talking about?
It just looks typical, like, horror.
Oh, about the kid? Kids going wild, and then they kill the family.
Kids going wild.
Yeah, kids going wild. I don't know.
It's not that kind of video.
Oh.
The other one is...
Honest Mistake.
Brightburn.
Honest.
Yeah. That looks good.
It's like the Bizarro...
Yeah, Bizarro Superman.
Bizarro Superman, little kids. All these little white kids who don't have black parents. That's what this is. Like, that's all it is. Cause all I'm saying is that all they need is black parents to be like, no, just... Nobody's getting ass whooping.
All these white kids with no black parents.
In the Big Rames voice. Nobody has black parents. But yeah, that's all I saw. I was like, who? If I were a parent, I would never be scared enough to go under the bed. Like in every preview, the parents get scared and they climb under the bed and then watch the kid come in the room and in barefoot. It's every scene. And it was like, oh, here he comes. I was like, no, fuck this kid up. Right?
That's what I don't get. If you're an axe murderer or whatever, wouldn't the first place that you look be under the bed?
I don't know about first, but it would be a place.
Who hides under the bed? I've never had a bed high enough.
You know what's interesting, though? What is it about? Why? When you're like a little kid or when you're hiding under the bed or you're hiding like under this covers, it's totally a false sense of security. Yeah. Like you're not safe at all. Yeah. But what about that thin layer of like just a comforter over you that makes you feel safe? What is that? There has to be something to that. There has to be some kind of genetic like makeup that made us believe that putting a blanket over us is protecting us. You know what I mean?
Ignorance is bliss. You can't see it. Can't get to it.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's like burying your head in the sand, pretending it's not there. It's the same.
I feel like it has something to do with.
We think something's under the bed.
If we can't see it, they can't see us. That's like this weird. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. It's just something about like putting a blanket over you as a child where you're like, I'm completely safe under here. Nothing can get me. I really feel like it's like there's this theory about the end of the Ice Age, how there were these huge solar storms that caused like, imagine a huge thunderstorm. You know how when during thunderstorms, like rain comes down and
Your hair fist is topic. So
you know how rain comes down?
It gets bigger and bigger the more you talk about science.
You know how bad thunderstorms are like almost tsunamis coming from the sky? It's like huge waves of rain. During the end of the Ice Age, there's this theory that it was like equivalent to a thunderstorm amount of rain, but instead of rain, it was lightning bolts. So there's like huge strikes of lightning coming down in milliseconds of time. So I feel like something about like getting underground or like putting something over your head makes you feel safe because of that time, you know, where you had to like hide from all these lightning bolts coming from the sky.
Yeah, we'll never know, I guess.
I hate that thing. Took that.
Sorry, I don't...
fuck? What?
I don't know.
What? Good idea. It's like, you can't see it.
You can't see it.
If I can't see you, you can't see me. That's like a childhood like ignorance. Like if I can't see you, you can't see me. I think that's where it comes from.
But where does that even come from?
Parents used to tell kids to cover up. Parents say, "Hey, put the covers over your head."
Yeah,
you know, and then you'd peek out and be like, "Oh, I'm safe."
Well, I'm sorry I brought this to down a bad road. I don't know what to tell you.
I hope
you want to talk about ass or something.
No.
No. That's my, I don't like to talk about words. Yeah.
Do you like asses more or less?
More because of my job? Yeah. See, that's the funny thing about my job. I really don't see that many asses, let alone assholes. Like
it's
the
really
only time I see the asshole is when I spread the cheeks, look for the anus to stick the scope in there, and then it's in there, and then I'm just messing with the dials and looking at the screen.
That's how you play an asshole.
Scope in there.
What kind of sound does an asshole make?
And a gown. Yeah.
You ever just play a fart?
Sometimes they'll do that. Like they'll be hiccuping mid procedure, and then just like with each hiccup.
Back the cheeks.
Can you tell the difference between an esophagus on a camera and an asshole on a camera? Yeah, you can tell the difference. Jesus Christ.
Wow. I mean, I've only done like thousands of them.
Yeah. Is there, it's
how
very distinct though.
31.
Whoa, that's so young. So
I am very young for
you
my
parents.
Position.
You have great parents.
My parents were
smart parents. Sane parents.
What
I'm so jealous.
I went to Albany Medical College.
Wow.
I heard my dad talking shit about me to my grandmother.
Yeah, actually, I was a kid. I was wanted to be a comic too, but I never thought it was like. I thought it was just like this special blessing bestowed upon certain human beings.
What did your mom do?
My mom's a computer software
fucking
engineer,
smart.
Something.
Fuck that.
You're not angry.
Right? No, I'm not angry at all. I woke up angry this morning. I need this podcast. I woke up
Why?
It was a bad one.
Why'd you wake up angry?
I don't know. I usually wake up in a mood sometimes, but then the commute calms me down, and I'll listen to music.
I'll read.
Yeah, and I'll be in my, you
know. Where do you live? What neighborhood?
I'm in Jersey, outside of New York. So I'm up 3 o'clock. It's dark.
What?
And, yeah.
You wake up at 3 a.m.?
Goes to bed at 11.
Yeah.
What the hell? What did you just smoke?
Oh, sorry. Do you want some?
Oh, no.
Jewel? I got weed if you want weed.
Oh, guilty. I'm weed. Not.
Yeah. Just saw you dragging.
Yeah, like a, I was like, why is there smoke coming out of his face?
I'm like, he's so angry that you live in New Jersey.
No.
Wait, so you wake up at 3 a.m. every day?
Every
what?
Day. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What time is your first client?
My first is 6:30. So first train's at 4. I get here. You know.
I mean, this is why I admire you so much.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Because I literally, I know nobody with your work ethic. Like, people will talk about The Rock and shit like that, about how he brings the gym to wherever he goes. But I really think, like,
I
want to
be at
has,
that level.
They,
I can't,
but
I can't wait.
They don't have anything on you. I swear to God.
They got millions of dollars. I was like, I'm working for nothing.
It doesn't matter. You show up at work every day. The Rock films a movie where he's bad at acting.
Well,
you go to work and you do a great job, and then you come here and do this.
How many clients a day do you see?
It depends. I go from 6:30. My last is at 12:30.
Where's the gym?
Grand somewhere
in New York City.
Yeah, New York.
Okay. Yeah.
See, he's afraid, and you're not afraid.
And then,
that's
and
so
then,
crazy.
Do you do shows at night? Do you do shows at night?
That's all right. I haven't been doing a lot of shows because I got to deal with myself. That I'm not. So,
say again.
Nothing.
Okay, great. So you're not performing right now.
No.
But you're doing auditions and stuff.
Yeah, I went to commercials and film and shit.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. If the show comes up, I'll do a show. But
do you act?
No.
What's your what? How'd you get the speaking gig? Do you speak publicly?
No. These people that are speaking are not public speakers. It's like a organization called Mic Drop. It's a business called Mic Drop where they like sort of train you to speak for this event, and then it's you do it. So most people that are speaking are literally holding a microphone for the first time in their life and have never spoken on a stage.
It's like a
so I feel like I
Toastmasters.
No, it's I have no idea what that is, but I just said no very
firmly. No,
not
that.
Bullshit. Never heard of that, but not that.
Totally.
So basically it's in the Orthodox Jewish community, so it's all Orthodox women, and they had 12 speakers lined up, and two people backed out because their husbands found out that they're speaking in front of a mixed crowd, men and women, and they didn't let them speak.
Oh, shit. Are you're married?
No, I'm not married.
They don't want them to speak in front of them.
So because two people backed, not even like dance, just literally speak. They found it like not fitting for an Orthodox woman to
speak,
to publicly speak
in front of men.
In front of men.
Or Jews?
That makes sense.
Really?
I mean, for Orthodox, I'm not saying that it makes sense. Like, women shouldn't speak in front of men. I'm saying from an Orthodox standpoint, it makes sense in their mind to say, like,
to
why
say
would
you
a woman...
can't speak. So because they backed out, two spots opened up, and my friend who's already speaking put in a good word for me, like, oh, she would be amazing. She has a great story.
You're an Orthodox?
I grew up Orthodox, so I'm like still in the community, even though I look like this and I'm not married. And so I'm speaking and
Do you, are you a believer?
I believe in God.
Yeah.
But then the community came out with a ban today, banning people from attending the event because we're going to be speaking in front of men, which I find hilarious.
This should be like a televised something.
Yeah,
it's going to be on YouTube. Good. So we'll be able to see it after.
Are you Muslim?
Yep.
Christian?
Okay.
You're Muslim?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Iranian. You look so white. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Oh, my God. You
speak Farsi?
Yeah. Yo, shit. How to teach a Torah. Is that right?
That's a Torah.
Yeah, it's a Torah.
Do you have any Jewishness in your family?
No.
Not at all.
Well, I mean, I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
I guess I can't say for sure, but I would probably say 99% sure. No.
Yeah. Wow.
They're very Muslim.
Both your parents are from Iran?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Like in the same hometown. So.
Holy
so,
shit.
There's a hometown in Iran?
What? Were they arranged? Or?
Somewhat. Not exactly, but it was like, your family knows your daughter's single. We know your son is single. What do you think?
They're still married?
Yeah.
And how did they end up here?
So there was a revolution in Iran. They shut down the universities.
Like every week? like last week's revolution, yeah.
And I guess because they shut down the schools, my dad was trying to finish his graduate studies, so I was like, all right, well, what the fuck do I do? So I came to the States, next thing you know, and RPI, I went to RPI, I don't know if you've heard of it, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in upstate New York. A lot of famous alumni.
Sorry, we have not heard of it.
No.
You wouldn't. The only people that know
about
it, the only people that know about it are other engineers. It's like a big deal in the engineering world because like the alumni are
How did he get in from Iran?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him. He's a pretty smart guy. But yeah, there's no way
he has a stupid father. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. His father's just tinkering on shit. Like,
this is funny. No one's heard of that school because the Brooklyn Bridge designers came from RPI. The Ferris wheel inventor, RPI.
Wow.
A bunch of like NASA related shit. Like it's a very big engineering school.
Is it bigger than MIT?
I wouldn't say it's bigger, but it's definitely like same level for like engineering.
My grandfather was one of the head engineers on the Holland Tunnel. I wonder if anybody from there.
Maybe. So he connected us with New Jersey. Wow.
Yeah. Yes. You're welcome.
Just kidding. We're so happy that you're here.
What?
New Jersey.
He doesn't take the tunnel. He takes the path.
Yeah,
take
the path. Yeah. You go underwater.
All right. I don't know the difference. I went to Jersey like
you. I don't give a shit. I just got stuck in Jersey. I don't. Jersey.
What's the path?
You're so crazy? Upper East Side.
I'm not Upper East Side. I live in Brooklyn. I don't know the code.
The Port Authority Transit of Hudson.
Shut the fuck up, really?
I found that out. I saw some guy's shirt. I was like, that's what that stands for.
Transit.
Somebody terrible at putting acronyms together. He was like, just name it that.
it could be anything.
Do you have a good relationship with your parents?
Do you talk about them?
Really? No, I'm just so.
They did their job. They were like,
no, the academic portion, obviously, they're very proud of me. But it's like, I'm just so different from everyone else in my family.
Are they very Iranian and you're very American?
And I'm very white.
Yeah.
I should say I'm very white. It's just like I'm very American.
We got to wrap this up. How many siblings you got?
Just one younger sister.
One younger sister. You got a younger
sister? Yeah.
She's probably super smart.
I mean, she just got engaged.
Life is over now.
He's upset.
Of course. I'm trying to be in the family. I don't know.
Is she a doctor too?
I'll be the black sheep. Of course she's a doctor.
What kind of doctor?
She's a family medicine.
Okay, she's just a doctor.
We can send her
It's not fair.
What am I even?
My sister was a witch. All right, so in the Bronx.
She wanted to go to
the Bronx. How does that happen?
If I had a sister, that was her first fluke.
All right, Brett, let's wrap this up. Tell me where they can find you.
You can find me on YouTube and Instagram, Dr. Souls 11.
Yeah.
Dr. What?
Souls.
Souls.
S-O-L-E. Like shoes.
Like Dr. Scholl's the cushioner, but Dr. Souls like the shoes.
Yeah. Man.
Okay, it's a thinker.
Or Dr. Ash Souls.
Yeah.
I tried. I just wanted to be it.
Oh, I see what you ass.
Ash Souls.
Got it.
Assholes.
That's good.
You gotta.
Puns? Really good.
Deep shit. Go.
Connie Lisbon. Instagram.
Say it out loud.
Sorry, Connie Lisbon. You should find me. I'm funny.
Fuck.
You can find me here mostly
every day.
Not every day. I got my job back finally today, so I'm celebrating. Thank you.
Yeah,
I got laid off. I got my job back. I got a show coming up in March. If you know Phil 987, it's a dirty show. It's gonna be the worst
Phil's
show ever.
Phil's producing the show.
Phil's producing.
Fuck
he already God. Produced Where it. He already
shut the fuck.
It was that so
that's
playoff.
Awesome.
It was at Soho Playhouse last month. I don't know where it's going to be in March, but you can find me there.
Show. 987. He's going to make it. He's going to be bigger than everybody.
He's a great joke writer, man. He's really good.
Phil is the little Asian guy that twirls his hair.
I think you would hate him.
Yeah. Good. Where's your show?
Oh, I just wanted to promote the show, the Khani and Cher show.
Khani.
The next one is Sunday, February
17th. Cher who?
Cher Lundman.
That's what
it
makes
sense. It's at Branded Saloon in Brooklyn. You guys are all welcome.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you there.
Hell yeah.
8 p.m.
It's
a crazy lineup.
Where's it at?
Branded Saloon, 603 Vanderbilt.
Cool. All right. Just want to shut the fuck up. Just want to clarify. Give it up for them one more time. Thank you. It's another episode of the People's Mics, episode 274. Fuck. Because I put them in the phone and I send them away to Matt, and then Matt says, I'm not fucking with this, and it throws them away, and he's like, yo, you send me 274 of these pieces of shit, and my parents...
How many people watch these?
Stop asking questions you don't... I don't want to know the answer.
I watch. Only when I'm on, but I watch.
So, yeah, that's fine. All that's all them. That matters. you can find us on iHeartRadio, JimmyPeoples.com, Spotify, Pandora shortly. It's in what else? JPeoples TV on...
Subscribe to the channel, you fucks.
We're here every day, Monday to Friday at 2:15. Idle Shrunken Head, followed by the open mic, the People's Mic, every day, Monday to Friday. At the world famous Idle Shrunken Head. Good?
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Bye, guys. Yeah.